forever. David said, if it was not the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it was not God who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would swallow us up alive. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us, and the proud waters would have gone over our souls. But blessed be the name of God, who did not give our soul like a prey to their teeth. But our souls have escaped. For behold, we have escaped from the snare of the fowler. You want to lift your hands and thank God and tell him you are grateful for your life, for how far he has brought you. Give him glory. Give him praise. Give him all the adoration. Korebe siyananana baha siyato shaba. In korobo si ekenebe siya da 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 bahaya. Andoboho siya taka bahaya. Zezeriye kabahadia to sabra kadayas. In korobo siete kabahaya. Ade sebre kete kabaria to sabahaya. Zikerebehe kato sebre keteyas. Rika paparia noboho sepreketea dada bahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and let's pray. Father, we give you praise and adoration. Thank you for the gift of life. A brand new month, a brand new week, a brand new day. A season of your unfailing love, unwavering commitment, and unflinching graciousness towards us. We are certainly the product of your mercy and your loving kindness. And today we've come to return all the glory to you. That we are grateful for your grace, for your sequestered indemnity, preservation, and covering for us. We ask that your sweet Holy Spirit would take preeminence, will speak to us, will nurture our thoughts into productivity. You will revelate insight for foresight. That manifest destiny. Speak to us, touch us, that we may transform our world. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. If you may, just look at somebody and tell him there is a blessing with your name on it. There is a blessing with your name on it. We want to put our hands together on our Father, Reverend Dr. Steve Mensah, of course, our Mama. Clap your hands, let's appreciate our spiritual parents, and to Papa Steve, and to First Lady Martha. We are grateful for the life of Reverend Kato. Clap your hands and let's honor him. Praise the Lord. And to yourself, thank you for making time out of your busy schedule to be here. Amen. I'm excited to be here this week. I was scheduled to be in Kenya, preaching in Nairobi the whole week. You saw the flyer? But because of you, I canceled it to be here. So I'm excited to be here. Amen. Right, before you take your seat, let's go to the Word of God. First Samuel chapter 1, verse 12. First Samuel chapter 1, verse 12. The temple, the woman who is so embossed and desperate and obsessed for a miracle. Every year she goes to the temple seeking for results. She goes to church all the time, doing one thing repeatedly with no results. But she never wavered. She never stopped. She never aborted, terminated, and said, I have resigned from work. I'm not doing it again. I'm tired. In fact, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But she was consistent and persistent till she got the results. Look at somebody and tell him, you will get the results. But there was a priest, a senior prophet, old prophet, who has been walking with God for decades. Because of the intensity of her prayer, the priest misjudged her. And we take it from the verse number 12, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. And it came to pass, shall we read together? And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. We took off this year with the power of vision, the spirit of vision, the purpose of vision. And we want to zoom into another subjectivity. And I'll be speaking from the concept of consistency and persistence. But for today's teaching, you want to look at your neighbor and tell him, continue. I think that was the wrong neighbor. I want you to say louder. If you may, I want you to exclaim, continue. I will be exegeting and espousing, expostulating from the subtitle, The Attitude of Consistency. The Attitude of Consistency. You may be seated in heavenly places. The attitude of consistency. I told Daddy that I will be here every first Tuesday of the month and have not failed. The attitude of consistency. Consistency, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, is one of the bedrock value systems, if you can come this side, and virtues that every champion possesses. If you are going to make exploits in your business field, in your professional career, in your ministerial trusts, then you have to imbibe the value system of consistency. Every great hero, the men and women who have made marks of outstanding success will tell you their story of consistency. One of the major detrimental back sets in Africa is our lack of continuity, our lack of being steadfast, our lack of being consistent with what we do. Many businesses have shut down because they saw deficit 1 year, 2 years, and they believed that it was not the will of God. But I'm telling you, great pictures are formulated in a dark room. Every great adventure will go through a season of darkness. You can never make impressive statements of profitability without being undergirded in recession. Sometimes it will take recession to bring you elevation. There are many people who have declined, they have resigned, they have retarded, and they have taken a step away from their professional trusts, from their careers, because they suffered back sets. But today, I decree over your life, whatsoever God placed in your hands will see the light of the day. The one who stood and shouted amen is the one to take it. To be consistent, ladies and gentlemen, is an attitude. And every attitude fundamentally and foundationally is a spirit. So we want to define what is the attitude. The attitude, ladies and gentlemen, is the position of the body or the way of carrying oneself. There is a way you carry yourself if you have to succeed in what God has placed in your hands. Attitude is disposition. Or it is the state of the mind. Your stance. Attitude is your perspective, your philosophical trust. Success has an attitude. Success has a mindset. There is a nature, there is a topography, there is a scope, there is a perspective, a philosophy when it comes to success. You cannot be a mediocre mind and be swimming in heights of success. You must possess the attitude of a champion if you want to override the proclivities of becoming a chicken. Weakness in the mind can impinge on the success in your reality. A weak mind equals a weak heart. And a weak mind equals a weak success. Am I talking to somebody? What do we mean by consistency? Consistency is the degree of density, firmness, and viscosity. Number two, it is the steadfast adherence, steadfast observance of the same principles, cause and form. How people knew you to be audacious, principled, ethical 20 years ago must be the same. Praise the Lord. The other day I met someone who knew me back in the days of the university, and he said, "Bernard, you've not changed. You went to lectures wearing suit. You still wear suit?" I said, "Yes. Yes. My sociology, geography class, I was the only young pastor
who will come in a white shirt and a blue tie, and sometimes a suit. And the professor will look at me and say, this young man is serious. Success has a vibe. Look at success has a vibe. The way you dress determines how you be addressed. You dress for where you are going and from not from where you are coming from. So there must be certain principles that we must, in continuity, adhere to. Number three, consistency is the condition of coherence, holding together, or retaining form. Somebody shout retaining form. The solidity and the firmness, according to Cambridge. You should never have an excuse when it comes to principle. There are people, they sell principle for friendship. There are many people who have suffered deficits in their professional career, in their business field, because they took principle for granted. I know of many businesses that, because of relatives, have collapsed the businesses. Because you employed a relative who is biased, who is uneducated, who is unethical, unscrupulous, who doesn't know the technicalities of running this business, and have messed up the business, embezzled funds. But by principle, you must have qualified mind to run the business. In light of God's word, anytime we look at the word consistency, it is simply the attitude of continuity. Look at somebody and tell him the attitude of continuity. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, serving God must be on a continuous basis. It's not a one-time event. Serving God is not a nine-day wonder. Serving God as a Christian is a lifestyle. There are many people who saw failure and they accepted it to be their nature. They could not continue in their vision because from January till April, all they saw was deficit. But I believe that we serve a God who can use a day to compensate for all the months. The one whose amen is louder is the one to take it. So Christianity, if you can bring it down for me, sir. Christianity without consistency embedded in it is a waste of time. It's a waste of labor. And it is a waste of effort. Whatever you believe that God is leading you to do in this season, if you lack the attitude of continuity, then you are going to suffer these three wastes. Number one, the waste of time, the waste of labor, the waste of effort. There are many believers who put in all their years in one contract. They ran from one government office to another. They put in years of going through academics.
But because of one event of failure,
they have washed their net, they have threw in the towel. And some say, I don't want to hear even about God anymore.
But I don't know any sort of success that does not have the stage one as failure. From great heroes and champions of success, they will tell you that the step one to success is failure. I have since learned that God doesn't bless inconsistent people.
Am I talking to somebody?
Because there are people, they are in today and tomorrow they are out. There are many believers who are doing 10 things at the same time. 10 things. Some are doing 5 things at the same time.
There's no focus. They do try and lock, try and error with God. Let me try this if it works. No, you have to be vicious in your vision. And believe that what you are doing is the will of God. You give it all your effort. You stay by it. You stay on it. You push it with all the energy you've got. You push it with all the resources. And you ask for God's grace to push you through. This amen is weak.
There are many people, little interruptions today has disrupted their commitment to God and to their vision. There are many believers, little interruptions today has disrupted their fervency.
What are some of the interruptions? Number one, death. It's not every child of God who can handle death very well, who can take death very well. When you suffer death, it's enough for you to walk out of church. A friend of mine in the States lost a mom and a dad on Good Friday, and he's still preaching. He inspires me a lot. He's one of my best friends in the world, Apostle Bishop Antoine Jasmine. Great man of strength. I've never seen a man of such strength. A man of faith. So committed and wired for God. On Good Friday 2020, COVID took his mom. And COVID that same day, COVID took the mother at 10 a.m. and took the father at 4 p.m. on Good Friday. And he's still preaching. He's still preaching. Ladies and gentlemen,
there are many believers, when they go through death,
some can shut down their business for a whole month. Oh, yes. Then you see that they have put a red scarlet there. Because death.
Some can shut down their business for 3 months.
They can travel for 6 months. They are mourning. But I've never seen a white man mourn more than 1 week. A white man does not mourn more than 1 week. Today in the 21st century, it will blow your mind to know that in Africa, we spend more money for burial than the Western nation.
Death. There are many people whose faith has been quaked because they went through death.
Am I talking to somebody?
Number two is failure of expected results.
Oh, I prayed. I fasted. I did prophetic directions. I paid my tithe. I sowed my seed. Different kinds of men of God and fathers of faith preach in our church. They raised seeds. I connected with my seed. I laid on the altar and lamented and petitioned the heavens. Oh, I was so enthused. I was fired up. I was so connected and collected. And I knew that by prophetic word, they told me of what God was about to do. And ladies and gentlemen, every single word I received, every single spiritual ritual that I did came to nil. And that which God told me by his prophetic mechanism did not come to pass. The expected results did not happen. A lot of people walk out on God. A lot of people have shut down their business, their dreams. Not only death, but failure at expected word results. In every disappointment, ladies and gentlemen, there is a divine appointment in it. Sometimes certain doors, when God opens it, may kill you tomorrow. So God will prepare you for your maturity to handle certain miracles. Ladies and gentlemen, the will of God is a mystery. Look at someone say, the will of God is a mystery. The Muslims pray 5 times a day. In Israel, they pray more than 3 times a day. But Christians of today, we are not consistent. We don't operate in the force of continuity. Little interruptions discard our continuity. Little hurts and offenses disrupt our passion. Little failures is able to disorient our focus. So the scripture we read in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 12. It talks of a woman whose faith is amazing, unparalleled. She had an adversary called Peninnah, who is a co-wife. Say a co-wife. Ladies and gentlemen, Peninnah had children. But Hannah, the first wife, did not have a seed. Every day, she was being mocked. As a barren, arid, a woman who could not become productive. I'm talking to somebody here. Sometimes you have the proclivity and the tendency, the propensity to see your friends that you were better than get ahead of you. Oh, yes. Sometimes I watch TV and on the social media, people that say nothing. They are pastoring mega churches. And you are still struggling in your few hundreds or tens. And I'm like, what is he saying? Sometimes you wonder, even as a pastor, you don't sell oil. You don't sell inkuto. You don't sell water. You don't sell anything. You teach the word of God as a biblicist, a well-trained theological expert. You know your ABC. Yet, you look at somebody who have never sitting in a theological class before, and he even uses the local dialect, and he's a governor of thousands. And they are ardent followers. It happens even in ministry. You open a shop, and you've been there for years. And somebody just came and opened a shop And it's as if everybody is patronizing him or her. It happens. It happens that sometimes you are more qualified than somebody who is ahead of you in the same career. It happens. It happens that the public sectors are not getting employment anymore. And even in the private sector, things are being constrained. And you will have a certificate and still be unemployed. And someone just finished school and is being employed. It happens. So we are all suffering from our adversary called Penina. They're mocking our fate. Laughing at us, questioning the integrity and the sovereignty of our God. The unbelievers are prospering. And you look around and you see how people who don't speak in tongues, they've never been to church. They go to church ceremonially once in a year. People who doesn't do any spiritual ritual like us. It's as if they are doing better than we that are in covenant with God. It's a Penina situation. Look at somebody and say, I'm going through a Penina situation. Hannah went to church all the time. But one day, that is the bedrock of my theological discussion with you today, the Bible said, came to pass as she continued praying that Eli marked her mouth. The barrenness, the inconvenience of Hannah did not stop her from going to church. The e-levy did not stop her from going to church. The lack of employment did not stop her from going to church. The mockery did not stop her from going to church. The consistent disappointment did not stop her from going to church. Did not stop her. I quite remember I started traveling in 1997 and I went to American Embassy during my UCC time. Because I knew I was qualified. I had been to Europe. I've been to other places around the world. I was qualified. And one consular did not even look at my documents. He says, young man, you don't qualify. I looked at him. I said, you didn't even check my statement of account. You didn't even open my passport to see my traveling experience. They didn't give me. I went back again. They didn't give me. I took my wife and my son, Merrick, and he looked at me, and now he gave me. Praise the Lord. So there is what we call consistent disappointment. It keeps on happening, repeated failures. You pray about it, and it never works. You go back again in a better version of yourself. It doesn't work. And the one who is undeserved, it works for the person. Am I teaching here? The provocation from Penina, her adversary, did not stop her from praying. The barrenness did not stop her from going to church. That's the first point. The provocation of her adversary, Penina, did not stop her from praying. I'm telling you, the noises of life, the noises of our enemies can literally shut down your prayer life. The noises of lack. How can a hungry man be prayerful? You are hungry. You don't have the energy to pray. It's called the provocation of Penina. The provocation of Penina. Scarcity. It's able to stop you from praying. Praise the Lord. One of my daughters on phone. I've not seen you in church. Papa, how can I come to church when I don't have money? Direct like that. I don't have money. I don't have transportation. And it's a fact. And let me tell you something. The enemy will give you every evidence not to serve God. But you have to understand that you are above and beyond your current situation. Am I talking to somebody? Give your neighbor an elbow and say, you are beyond your current situation. You are above your current condition. Because you have a conviction that is more powerful than your condition. And you have to allow your conviction to inform your faith that though I'm going through a backset, a backlash today, tomorrow will become better than my situation. The provocation of Penina was enough to silence her prayer. Hannah's dedication to God was unparalleled, was unflinching, was unwavering, was unswerving. Ladies and gentlemen, God is looking for great men and women to make headways, to make breaking positive news through consistency and continuity. Oh, you know of Thomas Edison and the number of thousands of times, the number of times he failed his experiment. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard of Helen Keller, who was blind. And she says, I pity men who have eyes that only looks but cannot see. And she wrote one of the best manuscripts in history. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you that it does not matter how broken your life can be. Even broken crayons, they still have color. I decree over your life that whatever failed many times by the apostolic mantle over my life, I speak life to your recession. I speak life to your scarcity. I speak life to your emptiness. I speak life to your death, to your failure, to your backwardness. I speak life. Somebody say, Pastor, I've gone through this situation for a long time. And sometimes, when you go through, like the woman of the issue of blood, when you go through a certain pandemic, epidemic, a certain dilemma, you go through a certain attack for a long time, you grow weary in strength. You begin to weary in your passion. And the enemy will sow seeds. He will begin to sow thoughts. He will begin to sow weapons in your mind to tell you that you are under a curse. He will begin to suggest compromise, and he will begin to suggest alternatives, that this thing called God does not work. But ladies and gentlemen, we learn from the attitude of Hannah that her focus was not on what she constantly heard, but her focus was on God. I came to tell somebody here today that don't allow your focus to be on your condition. Don't allow your focus to be on your challenges. Don't allow your focus to be on your scarcity. Don't allow your focus to be on your disappointment. Don't allow your focus to be on what is not working today. But allow your focus to be on God. Allow your focus to be on the promise keeper. Allow your focus to be on the one who speaks and nothing can backfire what he says. I decree over your life today, receive grace to sail through your storm. Receive grace to walk through your affliction. Receive grace to persevere. I pray for you today. If your strength has come down, receive grace to tower higher heights. In Jesus' mighty name. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul is speaking. And he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. And he said, I have kept the faith. I fought a good fight. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I finished my course. And I kept the faith. He continued. He saw the end of the tunnel. He saw the provision of his vision. He saw the consignment for his assignment. He stayed till he saw the manifestation. He lingered and hovered in faith. He never declined and retired and retarded in his pursuit of his vision. He said, I have fought a good fight and I have finished my course. He said, I have kept the faith. Tap your neighbor and say, fight. Oh my God, I don't know whom God sent me to. Shake somebody softly and say, fight. Oh yes, for you to enjoy the flight, for you to break the plight, you must have the tenacity to fight. And to fight is an inward attitude that comes out into your external figures of success. You must have the mentality of a fighter and tell yourself that I will hold on in my faith concerning my family, concerning my vision, concerning my career. A rabbit takes only 3 months to produce children, but an elephant takes 22 months to about 24 months to be able to produce one elephant. The longer it takes, the greater the velocity and the durability. The shorter it takes, the lighter it is. I decree over your life, sometimes trusting God brings a lot of questions because you are hungry and they are asking you to trust God. You are wretched and they are telling you to hold on God. But I came to tell you, no man trust and rust. David said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. David also said, they that trust in the Lord shall be as mountain Zion, which cannot be removed but abideth forever. I decree over your life, receive grace to walk in your vision. In Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 16. Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 16. Look at someone and say, continue. Nehemiah chapter 5 verse 16. He said, yea, also I continued in the work of this wall. Neither bought we any land. And all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. Ladies and gentlemen, you must continue no matter what comes your way. Sambalat and Tobias will always stand your part. But you must press on no matter what. Nehemiah said, I suffered setbacks, backsets, backlash, failures, recession. He said, I suffered a lot of e-levy problems. He said, I suffered inflation. Sambalat and Tobias are similitude of challenges. They are symbolic of problems. They are a type or a typology of a zero situation. But Nehemiah said, notwithstanding the decadence that I went through, I continued in the work of the Lord. I continued. In the work of the Lord. If you look at the inception of any dream, you will never think it can become a buoyant profitability. Any child that is born does not have a mark of precedency on him until the child grows through infantry. The child from baby to become a sucker, to be an infant, then become a child, they become a boy, he becomes an adolescent, he becomes a young adult, then he becomes an adult. The child would have to go through the phases of life, go through academia, go through life experiences. The child will one day have to be isolated from the maternal milk, will be isolated and will be taken away from the paternal covering, and the child will have to be all by himself or herself and begin to fend and take care of business. The child will have to make friends, and the child will have to make his or her own personal mistakes, and the child will glean wisdom from his or own personal mistakes. Then the child, through the experiences of life, will grow into maturity. One day, through the expertise that the child has learned through life and through academics, the child now can become a doctor or a president. But remember, it took years for the child to grow from age 1 to 30. It took years. But when the child was born, the child doesn't look like a president. But there was a president in him. Ladies and gentlemen, that is with our career. It is like our vision. It takes years. Look at someone say, it takes years. I heard the story of a very powerful woman who controls land. This great woman is doing so well. And one of my spiritual mothers said to me, these things you see today went through Rawlings' regime. It went through Kufuor's regime. It went through John Atamil's regime. It went through John Mahama's regime. And now it is going through Akufo-Addo's regime. He says, my son, what you see today did not begin yesterday. It took years. And I came to strengthen your faith that God is taking your business, your career, through a process. Anything that must go through process will end up in progress. So you are a work in process. And don't look at your today to condemn your tomorrow. Am I talking to somebody? Everyone with a bright future has a dark past. I decree over your life, it will work well with you. Your business will work well. Your finance will work well. Your career will work well. Stand to your feet and tell somebody, my time will come. You must continue. Pastor Keto, we must continue. In Luke chapter 6 verse 12 concerning Jesus, the Bible declares, and it came to pass in those days that he went into a mountain to pray. He is the Word incarnated. He is the Son of God. He is the lily of the valley. He is the firstborn of creation. He is God manifested in flesh. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Yet he continued all night in prayer to God. And I look at this scripture and I'm like, oh wow, even the Son of God was consistent in prayer. Don't stop because of problems. Don't stop because of boredom. God does not bless people overnight. Look at someone and say, God does not bless people overnight. But God honors tenacity. Young man, hear this. God honors dedication. God values sacrifice. God is impressed by faith.
faith that is out of control. Jesus continued all night in prayer. I came to awaken you from your lukewarmness. I came to strengthen you from your lack of intensity and fervency. I came to strengthen you today. That continue all night, continue all day, continue all morning. Whatever you started, don't stop today because of disappointment. Go back and pick back your job. Go back and pick back your momentum. Go back and pick back your book. Go back and pick back your CV. Go back and pick back your certificate. Don't throw in the towel. Don't throw away your vision. Don't wash your net. Pick up the broken pieces and begin to sail on. Tell the devil, I'm not resigning. I'm not going back. I'm not losing faith. I will stay focused. Continued in prayer all night.
In Luke chapter 22:28, Jesus makes a profound statement. And he said, you are they which have continued with me in my temptation. Ladies and gentlemen, God values continuity. God honors consistency. He said, you are those I cherish. He says, I value you because you stayed with me in my temptation. Please understand that life without a test has no testimony. Church, life without trials has no triumph. There are people who quit easily due to trials, problems, temptations, setbacks, backsets, inconveniences, interruptions, a zero situation. There are people who quit easily because of debts. They call you in the morning. They call you in the afternoon. They call you in the evening. Sometimes you feel like throwing away your phone. They chase you everywhere. They come and park in front of your house. They embarrass you before people you are so shy of. It is easy to throw in the towel. But ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, ye are those who stayed with me in my temptation. You have no option. You have no option, ladies and gentlemen. Look at someone saying you have no option. You cannot break down because of a bend down. You cannot go out of the fight because you are knocked down. A knockdown does not equal a knockout. Have you watched Evander Holyfield before? That even though Mike Tyson beat his ears, he came out as the winner. Life will bite you in many ways. Life will bite you in many dimensions. Last month when I came here, 2 days before, I had gone through a terrible accident that the world does not know. If I show you my Infiniti car, you will not believe that this is my car that I bought just 11 months ago. On the motorway, I arrived in Ghana. The next day, I went to preach for my spiritual father. And on my way from preaching, my car, a trailer almost killed me. From preaching the gospel. From preaching the word of God on the motorway. A day after I landed from America. And I came here on Tuesday to preach to you. And I didn't look like somebody who came out of debt. And my car has been written off. And I've not spoken about it. I've not said a word about it. Because I know the schematics of Lucifer. I know how he operates. Anything you give too much attention to produces strength before you. There are people who could have said, I preach for God and I almost lost my life. There are people who cannot take in loss I'm telling you, somebody is going through worse than you, but the person has his faith on. You have your life. It says that your destiny is intact. You are sitting here, and no part of your body is taken away. It reveals that your power is intact. With all the recession, the inflation, the vicissitudes of life, the variegation, the varied nature of life, with all the inflows and the outflows of financial instability, you have survived all these. It means that God is telling you better days are ahead. And the same God who held you together is the same God who will take you through it. Don't break down. Continue. Continue. Don't lose faith. Continue. By talking to somebody. I said to the young man, I said to my brother who picked me up, I said, I want to come. Whether it's two or three, preaching. He on an assignment. Continue. God honors faithfulness. God honors faithfulness. God wants to see how you handle yourself in a time of scarcity. Because how you handle yourself when you have nothing can also influence you how you will handle yourself when you have everything. There are people, they want to wait till their business flourish before they tithe, before they become consistent with God, before they show that God, I can serve. Let God bless me well. Let God fix my marriage. Let God fix my business. Let God fix my finance. I've been praying for someone and he says, Prophet, don't worry. Things will become fine. And when things become better, the way I will sow a seed. Yet, you just bought yourself a brand new car. So when again? When again? When are you waiting to sow your seed? You just bought yourself a brand new car. You want to become a despite before you honor God? Am I talking to somebody here? Continue! Continue. The heart of Coke. Folk said what? Until the bones are rotten. We will not do what? Never give. Asante Kotoko said, Ukuma Pima. Every voidness can be replaced with your voice. Replace every voidness around you with your voice. Can I talk to somebody? In the early church, in Acts chapter 1, verse 13, these all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication. In Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Acts chapter 13, verse 43, and Paul persuaded them to continue in the race of God. Acts chapter 15, verse 35, Paul also with Barnabas, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many miracles, continued in faith. Acts chapter 18, verse 11, and he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God. Nothing should shake you. May you not start well and end terrible. Never leave your faith for anything. May you not leave your dream and your vision. Pick back your work. Don't throw it away. Pick it back. Pick back that dream. Have to go back to school. Go back to school. You have to further your master's. Do your master's. Continue in that course. In that discipline. Continue. Praise the Lord. That small business can become an ocean. Continue. Look at someone say, continue. Have you been blessed today? Continue. 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 One of my lecturers who lectured me in sociology in year two, he saw me at the airport and he said, Bernard, I said, you have never changed. I said, I will never change. I will never change. Because how he saw me almost 20 years ago is the same way I am. Junior, may God strengthen you. And may you never lose your passion for your vision. Stand to your feet. Lift your hands. Only pan to me say, Mia Yehovah Sirah. Na kwenina Yeshirah. Only pan to me say, Nia Yehovah Sirano Na Kwen Na Sira. Lift your hands now, Holy Pan to me say, Nia Yehovah Sirano Na Kwen. Yeshira, only pan to me say, Yehovah Shira, no, na kweli. Sing it with understanding. Nia Yehovah, Nia Yehovah. Shirano, Shirano, Mia Yehovah, lift your hands. Shirano, Shirano, only pan to me, sir. Mia Yehovah, Shirano, come on, sing it higher. Yeshira, only pan to me say, Yah Yehovah Shirano, na kwenina. Stretch your hands. You are going to pray one prayer and say, Father, I refuse to be reduced. Next month when I come, I'll be talking about the spirit of persistence. And I'll take you deep about the fighting spirit. The fighting spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, until you have hoped before, you can't have a Rehoboth. People look at Rehoboth as the protest, forgetting the pretext that there was an asset that they took. There was a signal that they took. He kept on digging till finally God made a room for him. God has never made room once, one effort, and you made a room. No! Check scripture. One thing you did, and you walked into millions. Doesn't work like that. You must go through Esek, Signa, before you get to Rehoboth. It's the spirit of a fighting spirit. Lift your hands and say, Father, give me the heart.
Give me the heart
to stay on my vision.
Stay on my vision.
Say, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Give me the strength.
Give me the strength.
And the tenacity.
The tenacity.
To remain on course.
To remain on course.
No matter the challenges.
No matter the challenges.
The attack.
The attack.
The setbacks.
The setback.
Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Re papani atosa brakatayas. Re ketere de 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 behesi atas. Anto kobonobo siete. In konobos brade katayas. Anto kobahayas.
Repe kato sabrakas. En korobo siatas. Ripakata diete. En kokoriatos. Zozobahayas. Inkeletes. 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 Give me the strength to remain focused. Give me the power of resilience. Give me tenacity in the name of Jesus. Give me fervency and dedication. The heart of a lion. The spirit of a cheetah. Give me, oh God, the spirit of foresight, insight, and fortitude, the drive, the zeal, and the zest. Hey, kaparato sebrekete, inkoko rebe matayas, rapakato sabrantayas. Hey! Lift your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Repeke, repeke, rikata, kata, 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 rupa, kata, 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 kata.
Lift your hands.
Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Great things He has done. Greater things He will do. All to the
your hands and prophesy what you want to see.